Make room on the calendar for another General Aviation Show next March. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Thanks for downloading us today. At Lakeland, NBAA said it would have a major announcement. When the time came, the press tent was full. NBAA's annual show is dominated by mid-sized and larger aircraft. President Ed Bolin announced there will be a new show starting next year just for operators of smaller aircraft.
I think, as a lot of you know, business aviation in the United States is an enormously diverse industry. All sizes of company, flying all sizes of airplane, confronting all kinds of operational challenges. NBAA's membership actually reflects that diversity, and I think some people may not be aware that within our 8,000 member companies, we have 1,000 members who operate piston airplanes. So when you look at this very diverse community and NBAA's very diverse membership, questions come up about how do you serve everybody? How do you meet everyone's needs? We've been having an ongoing conversation for the past couple of years with some of our smaller members, asking them how they view NBAA services and products and how we can serve them better. One thing that has consistently come back from them is that they would like to have a show, a conference, an exhibition dedicated for the types of operations that they fly, the kind of show that can address the challenges they face. And so after listening to our member companies, NBAA is pleased to announce today that next March, on March 12, 13, and 14, NBAA will host our first ever light airplane conference and exhibition in San Diego, California. We're very excited about this because we think it will give us an opportunity to tailor a show specifically to those member companies who have challenges in areas of tax, accounting, regulatory compliance, maintenance, that may not be being completely addressed at some of our other conferences. And so we are excited about an opportunity to have a show specifically tailored to them to meet their needs. As part of this, we are going to open it up to them to help us formulate some of the information sessions. And so NBAA will begin a new site called ideas@nbaa.org, where people can give us their ideas for informational sessions. We will have a toll-free number, 1-800-9-AVIATE, where our member companies can talk to us about different ideas for the show. We think that this is going to be an important show for our member companies. We think it's going to be an important show for the entire community. In San Diego, we think we have an ideal location. I've asked Dan to show. We're going to be at the San Diego Convention Center. This is an award-winning convention center, a beautiful facility in San Diego. And then we're going to have a static display just about 10 minutes away over at San Diego International. We've got the opportunity to have over 1,000 booth spaces at the convention center. We hope to have 25 informational sessions. And at the static display, we hope to have up to 50 airplanes on static display. And Dan, if you could, you can see our proposed layout. So we're very excited about the show. We think it's going to be an important part of the business aviation calendar, an important part of our educational outreach as NBAA tries to serve its members by promoting safety, security, the environment, raising political awareness, and raising professionalism within the industry. As I said, NBAA has a number of small operators within its membership today, and it's a group we are talking to about the types of services we provide to them. One of the people that we are in communication with is a member company that is here with us today. It's called Pentab Properties, and it's a company that we have recently featured in our newsletter. It is founded by Paul Stafford, who is with us today. And Paul, I would like you to maybe address the crowd and talk to them a little bit about your hopes for our upcoming conference.
Thanks, Ed. So my name is Paul Stafford. I'm a commercial real estate broker in Missoula, Montana. And as some of you may know, you know, there's a lot of challenges to running a small business by yourself. You end up wearing a lot of different hats. And when you try and add in the challenge of running an aircraft as a corporation would when you're ferrying your clients around, it really ramps up the challenges. You know, now you're beyond flight planning and you're into dispatch and passenger handling and basically making the experience seem as professional as possible for them. And when you add in the really important factors of operating an expensive airplane in your business, you need to look at the challenges of how you're going to acquire it, how you're going to operate it, how you're going to take care of taxes, all that sort of thing. It really becomes quite a challenge ramping it up. I mean, large corporations have a lot of professional people that can handle that, but I get to do it all by myself. And that's why I'm really excited about this new conference that NBAA has got targeted towards light aircraft business users. I'm hoping to meet the companies and people that will assist me in meeting those challenges and operating my aircraft in a professional manner. I've only been a member of NBAA since last year. They contacted me to assist them in working with Congress on some user fee issues, which you may be aware of. And at that time, I was surprised because I thought NBAA simply represented the big iron operators. And I learned in my workings with them that that's not true. They really represent all operators, even single piston operators like myself. And so I'm really looking forward to this conference to next year to learn what they have to offer to help us out as small business aircraft operators.
NBAA President Ed Boland fields questions when we return. I'm Paul Plagg, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. We continue now with NBAA President Ed Boland's remarks from Lakeland. Audience questions which were not picked up by the podium microphone have been edited.
All right, let me now open it up and take your questions. The question was, how many small aircraft operators do we have at NBAA? NBAA has got 8,000 members, the majority of those members operate a single airplane. About 60% of our members operate a single airplane, and the majority of those airplanes are something other than what we would call midsize or large jets. Well, the question is, when NBAA has a light airplane conference, how are they defining light airplane? We are not putting hard definitions on that, but we would expect anyone who has an airplane that they are using as a business tool, anyone who has an airplane that is essential for them to make their business model work. We know that there are a lot of people using SR-22s, turboprops, very light jets, personal jets, what we historically have called entry-level jets. I think all of those would be the types of companies that we would expect to attend the Light Airplane Conference and Exhibition. Well, the question is, what types of issues would we address? And I think that there are a number of tax issues. One of the things that we will do, NBAA, as part of the annual meeting and convention, has historically had a two-day tax seminar. We are going to hold a full-day, single-day tax seminar. We will be working with our members to try to understand and prioritize their list of tax challenges. But this will be specifically at the kinds of challenges that companies like Pentab Properties would be dealing with. NBAA, as many of you know, is deeply involved in the Bombardier safety stand down in Wichita, Kansas every fall. In fact, we have taken that and added that to our European Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition, EBACE, in May. And we're going all around the country doing smaller regional shows where we're talking about that type of safety stand down. So we're envisioning a single pilot safety stand down to address those kinds of issues for many of the planes that are flown single pilot. Tom? Well, the question goes back, and we're awfully excited to have Tom Boberesny here, one of the true industry leaders and the head of an outstanding association at EAA. The question deals with where a line of demarcation might be. And clearly, when NBAA has its annual meeting and convention, any and all airplanes are welcome. And we have actively reached out and recruited airplanes throughout the spectrum to participate in NBAA. We have heard that there are some manufacturers and certainly a number of our operators that feel they may be a little overshadowed at the annual meeting and convention. And so this will give an opportunity to specifically focus on those products and, most importantly, our member companies that are operating these aircraft and the challenges that they face.
So are you promoting to either or are you encouraging both?
Well, we would hope people go to both. I mean, Tom, a lot of people try to draw bright lines and distinctions within our community. And I think all of us who are within the community recognizes that in the broad diversity, all of us represent different types of niches. But there is overlap, and we think that that is good. If you go to the EAA show, it clearly has historical roots that go to Paul Boberesny and home builders in Paul's basement. But when you go there, that you will see airplanes across the spectrum, all the way up to intercontinental business jets. We think that is very good for the industry. We think exposing the broad spectrum, bringing people together to network, bringing people together to talk about challenges and opportunities is all good. This will be a show that is specifically focused on those businesses that are operating small airplanes that may not have their own flight department, may not have an aviation director, a scheduler, a dispatcher. This will be focused at the type of challenges that companies like Pentab Properties have and what they'll confront from a regulatory issue, from a tax issue, from a safety issue, from a professionalism issue, just as Paul talked about when he invites his clients to step aboard his airplane. He wants to convey a very professional image because this is his business, and we want to help promote that. The question is whether or not we see our show as representing a conflict with AOPA's expo, and we do not. If we felt that our show would be in conflict with AOPA, we simply would not have gone forward with our show. We think it will be complementary, not just from a geographic standpoint, not just from a calendar standpoint, but we think the types of informational sessions we will offer will be fundamentally different in nature. AOPA is an organization that we at NBA consider one of our very key strategic partners, and a close working relationship between NBAA and AOPA we think is fundamental to NBAA's success and the overall success of business aviation in the United States. So we would not have gone down this road if we thought it in any way represented a conflict with AOPA. We think we'll be focused on different issues at a different type of year, and so we think it will be more complementary than conflict. Well, when you look at the number of light airplanes that are out there and you look at NBAA's membership size, clearly there are a number of companies that are operating airplanes for business purposes that are not members of NBAA. Now, we don't know who all of them are, but we have been reaching out to try to better understand who they are, and we're finding a variety of things. In some cases, like Paul's, simply never understood that NBAA was for any company operating an airplane for a business purpose. He had in his mind that it was for either turbine operators or corporate operators didn't really understand. And so part of our outreach will be to help people understand the diversity of our membership and the expertise we have across that. We would hope it will be an annual show. We're fully expecting it to be an annual show. We think that being in the West Coast in March is a good time of year and a good location. So while we have not reached a long-term agreement with the city of San Diego, the convention center, or the airport, we think it's an outstanding location. There may be other areas in Southern California that would also be great, but our expectation would be that this will be a consistent annual show. Well, NBAA has been developing a number of products over the past couple of years, particularly focusing on the emergence of the very light jets. I think most of you know NBAA has created a product called Flight Department Essentials that is basically targeted at those companies that for the first time find themselves operating an airplane and have never created a flight department before, so it's kind of a how-to manual. We've been instrumental with the training guidelines for very light jets. We've reached out and tried to increase awareness of what to look for when you charter an airplane. And so we're continually rolling out products. I think one of the exciting things about business aviation in the United States is we're going through an exciting period where lots of new products and services are coming to the market. If you look over the past 10 or 15 years, you see fractionals, then we saw the jet cards, we're now seeing air taxis. So we will continually try to stay on top of it. NBAA's purpose is to represent companies that rely on business aviation to make their business model work. Some of those companies will rely on business aviation through charter, some through fractional, some through whole ownership, some through interchange agreements. We want to make sure that in every case they understand that operating these aircraft is safe, it's secure, and we think we can promote professionalism as well. Well, I think you raise an interesting question. A lot of operators do use their airplanes to fly for charitable purposes. And NBAA works closely with a number of organizations from the Corporate Angel Network, Angel Flight, and others. And there are a number of issues around that. We can certainly build into our seminars questions related to the various ways to support charitable purposes through use of your airplane. And that will be one of the ideas we take back as we are setting up the 25 informational sessions and trying to figure out what are the top priorities in terms of informational exchange. NBAA, over the past couple of years, has been averaging five or six forums throughout the United States. In 2009, we will decrease that number. We'll only do four forums. But we think that it's important to have an event that dedicates three full days and walks through. I think, you know, if we tried to do a forum and address some of these tax issues, there's just simply not enough time. If we tried to do a single pilot safety stand down and the tax seminars and a forum, our forums are typically one day. It simply doesn't provide enough time. That's correct. We'll go from typically our five or six and roll that back to four in 2009.
NBAA's inaugural Light Airplane Conference and Exhibition will take place on Thursday through Saturday, March 12th through the 14th, 2009, in San Diego, California. ANN and Aero TV will be there to bring it to you, but make it in person if you can. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.